Good morning, everybody. It's terrific to see so many of you out in a sunny Monday morning here in D.C. Very happy to have General Xu here this morning. My job is just to say welcome to everybody and to introduce someone who needs no introduction, and that's our president and my mentor, Dr. John Hamry. Thanks.
I need to turn that on. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome, all of you. I'm glad you're here. This is a great privilege to welcome General Xu. We've had several opportunities in the past when we thought we were going to get close to having the opportunity, but things fell through, and it finally happened this time. We're delighted that he can be here. Thank you very much.
徐将军能够光临我们战略研究中心，战略和国际问题研究中心。过去呢，我们曾经几次认为，马上就能徐将军就能来了，但是因为各种原因，我们错过了那些机会。徐将军没有来访问，现在我们非常高兴，终于欢迎，徐将军能够到我们这里来访问。Just
to let all of you know, we're going to listen to General Xu. He's going to give us his speech, and then we're going to break to see a video that he has brought with him. That explains some of the work that China did during the earthquake. And so we thought it would be useful to share that with you. I want you all to be aware of that.
那么今天上午的日程呢，是这样的。首先，大家要听徐将军的一个演讲。之后呢，徐将军带给大家带来了一个去年四川汶川地震之后救灾工作的一个录像片。我就想让你们大家先知道有这样一个安排，这是非常好的一个录像片。
General Xu joined the People's Liberation Army in August of 1963, and he has, over the succeeding years, risen to higher and higher levels. And, of course, he is now in a position that makes him equivalent to the Secretary of Defense in the United States.
徐将军是1963年8月加入中国人民解放军，在以后他的军旅生涯当中，他的职责不断地 越来越重要，位置越来越高。现在他的在中国人民解放军的位置就相当于美国的国防部长。I've
had the privilege this morning of talking with General Xu, and he's a fascinating man with an interesting perspective on the world and a visionary at a time when we need new pathways of cooperation between the United States and China.
今天上午，刚才我非常荣幸和徐将军私下交谈了一会儿。从交谈当中，我能看出徐将军是一个有对世界形势有着独到眼光、有着很深的战略观察的人。他对中美两国未来的合作也有独到的见解。You
know, China is a great civilization and a rising power. The United States is a great power and a rising civilization.
中国是一个正在崛起的大国，它有着古老的文明。美国是一个大国，它有着正在崛起的文明。Historically,
when we've had situations like that, it has led to crisis and conflict. It is up to us to make sure it leads to a future of peace and cooperation.
在历史上，以前有过这种国家两种国家同时并存的时候，我们往往看到危机和冲突。那么现在我们肩负着这样的责任，就是促进我们两国之间的和平与合作。It's
a great privilege for me to introduce to you General Shaw, General Xu, and welcome him to CSIS and to the policy community of Washington. General Xu.
我非常荣幸地向你们介绍徐将军，向我们对他表示热烈的欢迎。
尊敬的哈姆雷总裁、女士们、先生们、朋友们，我很感谢刚才哈姆雷先生一番热情友好的开场白。我非常高兴在金秋时节到贵国访问，来到美国著名的智库战略与国际问题研究中心与朋友们见面。
Dr. Hamry, thank you very much for the warm introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, dear friends, It is my great pleasure to meet you here at this prestigious think tank today during my visit to your country in the golden season of fall.
贵中心积极致力于促进两国之间的了解与合作，在座的像希尔斯先生、尚木杰先生等朋友们，为增进两国人民的友谊、促进中美关系的发展，都做出了积极的贡献。我对此表示赞赏和感谢。
The CSIS has long been dedicated to deeper understanding and closer cooperation between our two nations and armed forces. I commend and appreciate that many of you present here today, including Mr. Hills, Ambassador Sasser, have made strenuous efforts in enhancing friendship between our two peoples and improving bilateral relations between our two nations.
今天我有幸在这里与大家做个交流。 向各位介绍一下中国军队的情况，但要在几十分钟内把中国军队全面客观地呈现给大家，使各位了解中国建设和运用军事力量的战略考虑，对我来说是一件富有挑战的事情。Today,
I feel privileged to share my thoughts with you with an introduction on the Chinese military, but it is quite a challenge for me to present a comprehensive and objective picture of the PLA and help you understand our strategic thinking on the development and employment of the armed forces within just 40 minutes.
这里我想以执行多样化军事任务的中国军队为题，向各位朋友做个介绍。My
speech is entitled The Chinese Military, a Force for Multiple Military Tasks.
我注意到，我军的多样化军事任务这个概念，与贵国国防部今年一月四年任务使命评估报告中提出的军队六项核心任务有相似之处。希望我讲的内容能够引起大家的兴趣。I
noticed that our concept of multiple military tasks shares some similarities with the six core mission areas articulated in the Quadrennial Roles and Mission Review Report issued by the U.S. Department of Defense in January this year. I hope what I'm going to talk about will be of interest to all of you.
进入新世纪，胡锦涛主席对中国军队的历史使命做了新的概括和论述，并在此基础上提出了要努力提高应对多种安全威胁。
Since the beginning of the new century, President Hu Jintao has made new conclusions and elaborations on the historical missions of the Chinese military. He further proposes to improve the capabilities in responding to multiple security threats and fulfilling multiple military tasks.
这一重要命题的提出符合我国的基本国情。 符合我军的性质和宗旨，适应了国家安全和发展利益的新变化。Such
an important proposition is based on our nation's reality and is aligned with the PLA's nature and goal and answers for the new changes in national interests in security and development.
我们认为，多样化军事任务包括 战争行动和非战争军事行动。We
believe that multiple military tasks include combat operations and military operations other than war.
遏制战争、打赢战争是军队的第一位的任务。打赢信息化条件下的局部战争的能力是多样化军事任务能力的核心。为此，我们顺应世界军事发展的新趋势。 依据国家安全和发展的战略要求，提出了建设信息化军队、打赢信息化战争的战略目标。To
deter and win wars remains the top priority of the armed forces, and the capability to win local wars in conditions of informatization is vital to the capabilities for multiple military tasks. In keeping with the new trend of world military development and in line with the requirements of national security and development strategy, we have decided that our strategic goal is to build an informatized force that is capable of winning wars in the information era.
我们积极推进中国特色军事变革，坚持科技强军战略，实施人才战略工程，推进军事训练转变，配套发展武器装备，军队防卫作战能力得到增强。
We are actively pressing ahead with revolution in military affairs with Chinese characteristics, and the PLA's defensive capabilities are greatly strengthened through the emphasis on science and technology, the strategic project for talented people, the reform on military training, and the research and development of complete systems of weaponry and equipment.
同时我们认为在和平发展合作的时代潮流 更加强劲的今天，非战争军事行动日益成为军事力量运用的重要方式。军队经常的大量的是反恐、救灾、国际维和、维护权益、国际救援、安全警戒等任务。中国有一句老话，叫做“养兵千日，用兵一时”。现在的情况应该是
Meanwhile, we believe that in the current era, when the ties for peace, development, and cooperation are ever more keenly felt, to conduct military operations other than war is becoming an increasingly important form of applying military forces. The routine and constant missions for the military are tasks that involve counterterrorism, disaster relief, peacekeeping, protection of rights and interests, international relief, as well as security and protection. We have an old saying in China, armies are to be maintained in the course of long years, but to be used in the nick of time. Now, it seems more relevant to change it into armies are to be maintained in the course of long years and to be used for long years.
新形势下, 国际恐怖主义日益猖獗, 特别是近年来，国际恐怖主义蔓延的趋势十分明显。我们注意到，美国把恐怖主义视为当今的主要安全威胁。The
current situation is that international terrorism is increasingly rampant, and signs of its expansion are conspicuous in recent years. We notice that the United States regards terrorism as today's major security threat.
中国面临的分裂势力、极端势力、恐怖势力威胁也明显上升。东突恐怖势力多次在我境内外制造恐怖事件，去年北京奥运会期间，就在新疆制造了四起恐怖事件，造成了49人伤亡。
The threats facing China, caused by secessionist, extremist, and terrorist forces, are also on a clear rise. The East Turkestan separatist forces have made several terrorist attacks within and outside China's borders. During and around last year's Beijing Olympic Games, they launched 4 attacks in Xinjiang, causing 49 casualties.
面对严峻形势，我们把防范和打击恐怖主义作为重要任务。 特别是作为武装力量重要组成部分的武警部队，今年来在这方面投入了很大的力量。北京奥运会期间，我们出动兵力4.6万人，担任陆地、空中、海上的安全警戒任务，参与防范恐怖袭击事件，有效地保证了奥运会的成功举办。明年在上海举行的世界博览会，中国军队
Faced with such a serious situation, we see the prevention and strike against terrorism as an important task, particularly for the People's Armed Police Force, an important component of China's armed forces, which has input enormous resources in this aspect in recent years. During the Beijing Olympics, We contributed 46,000 troops to the land, air, and maritime security of the Olympics in prevention of terrorist attacks. The security of the Olympics was thus ensured. Next year, we will also take up important security tasks for the World Expo 2010 in Shanghai.
同时，我们积极参加国际反恐合作，参与国际间反恐技术与情报交流。2002年以来，与21个国家举行27次以反恐为主要内容的双边或多边联合军事演习。
At the same time, we are actively enhancing international cooperation in counterterrorism and engaging in international technical and intelligence cooperation. Since 2002, we have also conducted 27 bilateral or multilateral joint exercises focused on counterterrorism with 21 countries.
中国是世界上自然灾害最多的国家之一。灾害种类多，发生频率高，造成损失大。近百年来，全球共发生里氏7级以上的地震40余起，其中中国就发生了9起，死亡近60万人，占全球地震死亡人数的53%。
China is among the countries that see most natural disasters. Various kinds of disasters that take place frequently in China often cause severe damages. In the past century, there were about 40 earthquakes measuring 7 or above on the Richter scale, among which 9 took place in China and claimed nearly 600,000 lives, 53% of the world's total.
近60年来，中国共发生重特大洪涝灾害50余次，远高于世界发达国家。
In the past 60 years since the founding of the PRC, over 50 severe floods happened in China, far more frequent than that in developed countries.
在新中国成立以来，历次重大抢险救灾中，中国军队都发挥了骨干和突击队的作用。对中国军队来说，每一次救灾行动都是一场保护人民群众生命财产的特殊战斗。
The Chinese military has been the backbone and vanguard in past relief operations. For the Chinese military, each relief operation was a special battle to protect people's lives and property.
在座各位可能对中国去年发生的汶川特大地震记忆犹新。地震发生后，仅13分钟，我军就启动了应急紧急机制，以最快速度组织部队赶赴灾区，承担起最紧急、最艰难、最危险的救灾任务。
You might still have fresh memories of last year's Wenchuan earthquake in China. We activated the emergency response mechanism just 13 minutes after the earthquake and dispatched troops immediately to disaster-affected areas for the most urgent, difficult, and dangerous relief missions.
为途经震中汶川，在气候十分恶劣、地形非常复杂的情况下，空降兵15名官兵冒着生命危险，从5000米高空实施了伞降。
In order to gain entry into Wenchuan, the epicenter, 15 paratroopers risked their lives by jumping from an altitude of 5,000 meters, despite extremely unfavorable weather conditions and complicated terrains.
为抢救群众生命，我军陆航直升机穿越高空峡谷，开辟出一条条空中生命走廊。有五名机组成员壮烈牺牲。
In order to rescue people's lives, the PLA Army aviation helicopters flew through mountains and valleys and blazed an air corridor of life at the cost of the lives of 5 crew members.
震后七天以来，我们仍在努力搜救被压埋的群众，并在第七天成功地 救出了两人。
Through unremitting efforts in search and rescue, we successfully rescued two survivors 7 days after the quake.
在汶川抗震救灾中，中国军队共投入14.6万兵力，救出生还者3338人，解救被困群众140万余人，抢通道路近1万公里，搭建临时帐篷、板房25万余间。
146,000 military troops were deployed in the relief effort. They rescued 3,338 survivors, evacuated 1.4 million people, repaired nearly 10,000 kilometers of roads, and set up over 250,000 makeshift houses.
这里我要特别提到，在抗震救灾急需援助的时刻，美国空军飞机及时将贵国捐赠的物资送到了灾区，对此中国人民非常感动，永远不会忘记。
I want to make a special mention here that U.S. military aircraft helped transport America-donated aid materials to the quake-hit region at a time when help was most needed during the disaster relief operations. It is greatly appreciated.And surely will be remembered by the Chinese people.
中国是个拥有13亿人口的最大的发展中国家。虽然改革开放以来取得了很大成就，但人均国内生产总值排在世界第100位之后。我们还有4000多万贫困人口，现代化建设的任务任重道远。
China is the largest developing country with a population of 1.3 billion. Although much has been achieved since reform and opening up, China's per capita GDP still lags behind 100 countries worldwide. We still have more than 40 million people living in poverty. Development is China's top priority.
发展是中国的第一要务，集中精力发展经济。提高人们物质文化生活水平是中国目前和今后几十年最重要的事情。
To focus on economic growth and improvement of people's livelihood remains the most important task for China at present and in the decades to come.
军队必须服从服务于国家发展的大局，积极参加和无偿支援国家经济建设。
It is imperative for the military to be subordinated to and in the service of the overall development strategy of the country and make active but unremunerated contribution to national economy.
中国西部的12个省区经济社会发展水平相对落后，我国2020年开始实施西部大开发战略，为此军队共投入兵力370多万人次，参加和支援了三峡工程、西气东输、西电东送、青藏铁路建设等国家和省级重点工程建设项目1200多个。
China's 12 western provinces and regions remain relatively underdeveloped in terms of economy and social development. In 2000,The Chinese government launched the strategy of Western development. Ever since then, the Chinese military has contributed over 3.7 million troops to over 1,200 national and provincial key projects, including the Three Gorges Project, transmission of natural gas from the west to the east, transmission of electricity from the west to the east, and the Qinghai-Tibet railway construction.
中国西部很多地方是荒山土岭和戈壁沙漠，为改变生态环境，我军植树造林120多万公顷，飞波造林70多万公顷。
A large part of western China is barren mountains or mere deserts. For the improvement of the ecological environment, the Chinese military has helped plant over 1.2 million hectares of trees. with an additional 700,000 hectares of trees planted by aerial seeding.
中国西部一些地区严重缺水, 老百姓用水十分困难, 有的村庄的名字就叫喊叫水, 我们几支集水工程部队 常年担负给老百姓打井找水的任务, 累计打井1000多眼, 每打一口井, 当地群众都欢呼雀跃。
Some regions in western China is in such shortage of water that getting water is awfully difficult for local people. Some villages are even named as water calling. We have several water supply engineering units that are routinely tasked with finding water and drilling wells for local population. Over 1,000 wells have been drilled, each of which was met with cheers from local people.
西部不少孩子上学困难，军队的广大官兵捐助11亿多元人民币，用于支持西部发展教育事业，援助援建中小学1500多所，资助贫困学生20多万人。
Also in western China, many children could not go to school because of poverty. The PLA has so far donated over 1.1 billion RMB yuan, built over 1,500 schools, and sponsored 200,000 poor students in an effort to support education in western China.
军队还对西部500多个县乡级医院进行了人才、技术和装备的对口支援。
We have also offered intellectual, technological, and hardware assistance to more than 500 county or township hospitals in the region.
中国作为一个负责任的发展中大国，历来把维护世界和平、促进共同发展作为重要使命。
As a responsible developing country, China, as always, regards it as an important mission to safeguard world peace and promote common development.
1990年以来, 中国军队累计派出维和官兵13000多人次, 是联合国安理会5个常任理事国中比较多的, 共参加了18项联合国维和行动。 目前仍有近2000名官兵在联合国9个任务区执行维和任务。 在执行维和行动中, 中国军队有8名官兵英勇牺牲。
Since 1990, Chinese military has sent more than 13,000 military personnel to participate in 18 UN peacekeeping operations, leading amongst the 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council. At present, we have about 2,000 peacekeeping personnel serving in 9 UN mission areas. 8 of our men give their lives in those peacekeeping operations.
中国军队 先后18次派出救援队, 参加了印度洋海啸, 巴基斯坦地震, 印尼日野地震, 缅甸抗强热带风暴等人道主义救援行动。 中国还派出海军, 舰队, 舰艇编队赴亚丁湾索马内海域执行护航任务。
The Chinese military has, on 18 occasions, sent rescue teams to participate in international humanitarian rescue and relief missions during and after the Indian Ocean tsunami, the earthquake in Pakistan, the Yogyakarta earthquake in Indonesia, and the violent tropical storm in Myanmar, etc. China also engages in naval escort missions in the Gulf of Aden and waters off Somalia.
完成多样化军事任务的能力，特别是在国家和人民危难之时能勇挑重担，根本的在于国家人民的利益的需要。The
Chinese military's commitment to upgrading capabilities for accomplishing multiple military tasks, particularly for fulfilling the demanding obligations when the nation and people are in peril, is fundamentally necessitated by the interests of the nation and the people.
我军是人民子弟兵, 始终把全心全意为人民服务作为根本宗旨。正是因为秉持这样的理念，中国军人把国家和人民的利益看得高于一切，重于一切。凡是国家和人民需要的，都是军队义不容辞的责任。
Our military is a people's force whose fundamental goal is serving the people wholeheartedly. It is because of this value that Chinese men and women in uniform always prioritize interests of the country and people over anything else. Any call by the country and people entails incumbent responsibilities of the military.
同时，通过完成多样化军事任务，人民给予中国军队更多的肯定和赞誉，官兵的责任感和荣誉感进一步增强。
Meanwhile, the fulfillment of multiple military tasks wins increasing commendation and appreciation of the people, thus enhancing the PLA men and women's sense of duty and honor.
在中国广州，老百姓自发地立了一座叫做九天九夜的雕像，这是根据一幅真实的照片创作的，真实地表现了去年执行抗雨雪冰冻灾害任务时，四名士兵因连续奋战过度劳累，依着路旁的栏杆站着睡着了的动人情景。
In Guangzhou, capital of China's Guangdong province, local residents voluntarily sponsored a statue entitled Nine Days and Nine Nights,which was based on a photo about our participation in relief missions in the snow and sleet disaster last year. Four soldiers fell asleep against street rails due to extreme fatigue after days of continuous work.
这座雕像的底座上刻着这样一首诗。醒着时，他们是一堵墙，守卫生命；睡着时，他们是一座山，震撼心灵。
On the base of the statue, two lines are engraved. While awake, they are walls that protect our lives. While asleep, they are mountains that strike our hearts.
女士们，先生们，今年是新中国成立六十周年，我们刚刚举行了包括阅兵在内的一系列庆典活动，对此国际舆论总体反应是积极的。
Ladies and gentlemen, this year marks the 60th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. We just concluded a series of celebrations, including a military parade. Generally speaking, it was well received in international public opinion.
同时我也注意到，有的媒体也有一些猜疑和误解，报道的不够客观。尽管改革开放以来中国取得了很大成就，但与发达国家相比还有很大差距。我们当前的主要任务是致力于和平发展，不会也不可能挑战和威胁任何国家。
However, I also noticed some suspicions and misunderstanding in the press. Some reports were not objective enough.Although remarkable progress has been made since reform and opening up, there is still a huge gap between China and the developed world. We are now predominantly committed to peaceful development, and we will not and could not challenge or threaten any other country.
中华民族是崇尚和平的民族。中国传统文化的核心思想是和谐、和和。讲求和而不同，兼容并蓄。
The Chinese nation values peace. The central philosophy in traditional Chinese culture is harmony and peaceful coexistence, advocating harmony without uniformity and accommodating diversities.
我们认为，应当按照兼容而不是对立，双赢而不是零和的思维方式妥善处理当今时代乃至未来的国际事务。
We believe that we should prudently handle current and future international affairs with a way of thinking that seeks accommodation instead of confrontation and win-win instead of zero-sum games.
中国军事战略文化的精髓是胜战、止战、意战。
The essence of the traditional Chinese military culture is prudence in war, termination of war, and war in virtue.
早在600多年前，中国就拥有世界上最庞大的郑和远洋舰队，七次下西洋也没有用于搞对外扩张。郑和远洋时所携带的国书明确记载：“天之所覆，地之所在，一视同仁，不能纵其寡，强凌弱。”这充分反映了中华民族以邻为伴。
As early as 600 years ago, China owned the world's largest ocean-going fleet commanded by Admiral Zheng He. Though he led 7 voyages to the Indian Ocean, no territorial expansions were ever sought. His credentials read, "No difference shall be made among everything underneath the heaven and above the earth." There shall be no bullying by the numerically and physically stronger against the weaker. This is a good testament to China's traditional perception in foreign affairs that emphasizes peace and harmony among neighbors and partners.
今天，中国实行的就是防御性的国防政策，在战略上坚持防御、自卫和后发制人的原则。
Today, China's defense policy remains defensive. Strategically, it adheres to the principles of featuring defensive operations, self-defense, and striking and getting the better of the enemy only after the enemy has started an attack.
我还要指出的是，中国尚未实现完全统一，台独、东土、藏独等分裂势力企图把中国领土分裂出去。
I also need to point out that China is yet to be completely reunited, while secessionist schemes of Taiwan independence, East Turkestan independence, and Tibet independence forces are still underway. China has a vast territory and long border and coastal lines. Uncertainties are also found in its peripheral regions.
中国国防和军队建设基础差、底子薄，机械化任务尚未完成，信息化建设刚刚起步。
China's defense and military development starts from a fairly a poor foundation. We are only making early steps in informatization of the force, while our plan for mechanization is yet to be accomplished.
我们加强国防建设，发展武器装备，包括这次国庆阅兵中展示的武器装备，完全是基于维护国家安全最基本的需要。Our
input in defense building and development of armament, including those displayed in the National Day military parade, is merely for meeting the minimum requirement of national security.
这里我想引用胡锦涛主席在国庆60周年重要讲话中的郑重宣誓。Here,
I would like to quote from the solemn statement of President Hu Jintao in his address on the 60th National Day celebration.
我们将坚定不移坚持独立自主的和平外交政策，坚持和平发展道路，奉行互利共赢的开放战略，在和平共处5项原则基础上。 同所有国家发展友好合作，继续同世界各国人民一道推进人类和平与发展的崇高事业，推动建设持久和平、共同繁荣的和谐世界。We
will unswervingly maintain an independent foreign policy of peace. We will follow a path of peaceful development. We will seek a strategy of opening up and win-win cooperation. Based on the 5 cardinal principles of peaceful coexistence, We will develop friendly relations and cooperation with all nations. We will join hands with people from all over the world in pushing forward the lofty cause of making the world more peaceful and progressive and building a harmonious world of lasting peace and common prosperity.
这再次表明了中国政府的鲜明立场和真诚愿望，不管是现在还是将来，不论发展到什么程度，中国都永远不称霸，不搞军事扩张和军备竞赛。
This reaffirms the unequivocal position and sincere aspiration of the Chinese government. No matter now or in the future, and no matter how modern and developed China would be, we will never seek hegemony, military expansion, or arms race.
中国军队将继续实行积极防御的军事战略，积极履行相关的国际义务，继续加强与各国军队的交流与合作。中国军队永远是维护世界和平、促进共同发展的重要力量。
The Chinese military will continue with its military strategy of active defense, earnest observation of relevant international obligations, and engagement in exchanges and cooperation with foreign militaries. Chinese military will always be a staunch force for preserving world peace and promoting common development.
女士们，先生们，进入新世纪以来，国际形势正在发生深刻变化。 和平与发展仍然是时代主题，但全球性挑战不断增多。Ladies
and gentlemen, since the beginning of the new century, profound and complex changes have been taking place in the international landscape. Although peace and development remain the themes of the time, global challenges are growing.
局部战争和武装冲突仍然频发，热点问题此起彼伏。 核扩散形势复杂严峻，国际恐怖主义依然猖獗，金融危机影响深远，能源安全、信息安全、公共卫生安全以及自然灾害、气候变化、跨国犯罪等问题日益凸显。Local
wars and armed conflicts remain common, and hotspot issues keep cropping up. Situation in nuclear proliferation is complicated and grave. International terrorism remains rampant. The financial crisis has far-reaching consequences. Issues such as energy security, information security, public health security, natural disasters, climate change, and cross-border crimes are increasingly prominent.
国际形势中的不稳定、不确定因素给世界和平与发展 带来严峻挑战，世界各国的共同利益和相互依存越来越多，加强相互合作、共同应对挑战的紧迫感明显上升。Instabilities
and uncertainties in the international situation pose severe challenges to world peace and development. Common interests and interdependence are growing, and the call for cooperation in joint response to challenges is ever more urgent.
上个月，在第64届联大一般辩论会上，胡锦涛主席发表了“同舟共济，共创未来”的重要演讲，进一步阐述了推动建设一个持久和平、共同繁荣的和谐世界的主张，重申了互信、互利、平等、协作的新的安全观。
Last month, in the general debate of UN General Assembly, President Hu Jintao delivered a speech entitled Unite as One and Work for a Brighter Future, which expounded our proposals for building a harmonious world of lasting peace and common prosperity. The new security concept of mutual trust, mutual benefit, equality, and coordination was reiterated. It was suggested that the international community should join hands in sharing opportunities for development and making concerted response to various challenges.
这是基于对世界战略格局变化和大国关系发展的科学判断提出的重要思想。中国人民 和军队愿意与世界各国人民和军队一起努力，为人类和平发展的崇高事业做出应有的贡献。
This is based on a scientific conclusion on the changes in world strategic configuration and in relations among major powers. The Chinese people and military stand ready to work with other countries and militaries in making due contribution to the lofty cause of peace and development for the mankind.
中美两国都是世界上有重要影响的国家。双方在众多领域以及重大全球性和地区问题上拥有共同的利益。中美两国关系是世界上最重要的双边关系之一。中美交流合作对维护世界和平与发展，对维护两国的根本利益有着十分重要的意义。
Both China and the United States have significant influence in the world. We have shared interests in various areas and in major global and regional issues. The China-U.S. relationship is one of the most important bilateral relationships in the world. Exchanges and cooperation between China and the United States are important for world peace and development, as well as for the fundamental interests of the two nations.
我们很高兴地看到，在中美双方共同努力下，奥巴马总统就职以来，中美关系实现了平稳过渡，保持了积极的发展势头。
We are heartened to see that with concerted efforts, since President Obama took office, China-U.S. relations have achieved a smooth transition and maintained a positive momentum of development.
今年四月，胡锦涛主席与奥巴马总统在伦敦会晤时，就共同努力建设二十一世纪积极合作全面的中美关系达成了重要共识。九月，两国元首再次会晤，充分肯定了两国关系的发展方向，这表明中美两国关系进入新的发展阶段。
President Hu and President Obama reached important consensus on building a positive, cooperative, and comprehensive bilateral relationship for the 21st century in their meeting in London in April this year. The two heads of states met again in September and reaffirmed the orientation of this relationship. It marks the beginning of a new stage of development in China-U.S. relations.
中美两军关系是两国关系的重要组成部分，对增进两国战略互信、深化全面务实性合作有着重要作用，对维护地区稳定乃至世界和平也具有重要影响。中国军队对发展中美两军关系持积极的态度。
The military-to-military relationship constitutes an important part of the overall bilateral relations. It is important not only to strategic trust and comprehensive and practical cooperation between our two countries, but also to regional stability and world peace. The Chinese military is positive towards developing male-to-male relations with the U.S. military.
我们不会忘记，六十多年前，中美并肩携手抗击法西斯，维护了人类的正义事业。
We will not forget that over 60 years ago, for a just cause of mankind, China and the United States fought shoulder to shoulder against fascist forces.
这里我要提到中美军事档案合作中的一件事，为寻找美军失踪人员下落，解放军档案馆馆员刘义全先后翻阅了数万份档案，在身患癌症退休之后仍然坚持工作，查找出许多宝贵线索。我这次为贵军带来的吉尔巴特·滕涅空军上尉的照片和证件，就是刘义全和他的同事们费了千辛万苦找到的。他的这种精神体现了中国军人对中美两军关系的珍视。
Here, I want to draw your attention to military archive cooperation between our two nations. Archivist Liu Yiquan of the PLA Archives, while suffering from cancer, has been working tirelessly even after retirement searching through tens of thousands of archives for clues of U.S. MIA personnel. He has found a large amount of valuable information. The photo and ID of U.S. Air Force Captain Gilbert Tenney that I bring with me were discovered by Liu Yiquan and his colleagues through strenuous work. His dedication is a testimony to the great value that the Chinese military personnel place on China-U.S. mail-to-mail relations.
我军执行多样化军事任务的实践, 为中美两军交流合作提供了更加广阔的平台。
The Chinese military's execution of multiple military tasks provides a broader space for China-U.S. military exchanges and cooperation.
我们将继续本着尊重、互信、对等互惠的原则, 为加强和改善两军关系做出不懈努力。
We will continue to make unremitting efforts in invigorating mail-to-mail relations on the principles of mutual respect, mutual trust, reciprocity, and mutual benefit.
女士们、先生们，昨天我刚刚抵达贵国，就去参观了乔治华盛顿总统的故居。佛农山庄的树木郁郁葱葱，据说其中许多是华盛顿总统当年亲授所致。
Ladies and gentlemen, I visited Mount Vernon yesterday. It is said that among the luxuriant trees there, some were planted by President George Washington himself.
在即将结束这次演讲的时候，展望未来的中美两国两军关系，我想引用华盛顿总统的一句名言。
Before I conclude my speech, I join you in thinking about the future of our bilateral relations. And I'd like to quote President George Washington.
友情像一棵树，要慢慢的栽培，才能成长为友谊。要经过困难的考验，方可友谊永固。True
friendship is a plant of slow growth and must undergo and withstand the shocks of adversity before it is entitled to the appellation.
我想，中美两国人民之间的友谊和中美两军之间的合作，也许要经过一些困难的考验，但更需要我们去共同的精心培育。I
believe that the friendship between Chinese and American people and cooperation between our militaries might have to withstand some shocks of adversity, but it is our concerted care for its growth that calls for our dedication.
在座的各位都是有着重要影响的战略研究专家，欢迎各位多去中国参观访问，希望你们深入了解中国和中国军队，并用自己的智慧、理性和影响，继续为中美两国两军关系的发展做出积极贡献。我的演讲到此结束，Thank you.
You are all accomplished experts in strategic studies. I invite you to visit my country to gain a deeper understanding of the country and the military. I expect your wisdom, sensibility, and influence would enable you to render continuous contribution to the state-to-state and mail-to-mail relations between China and the United States. That concludes my speech. Thank you for your attention.
To show this brief video at this stage.
现在就开始放录像片。
Thanks, everybody. What we're going to do now, if we can, is I'm going to ask the audience for three or four questions, and we'll ask those in a row, and then. Allow General Xu to answer. So if I could, if there are questions, please raise your hand, identify yourself, and we've got mics, I believe, that will come to you. Yeah, Eric, we'll start with you.
General Hsu. I'm Eric McVeigh in the Institute for Foreign Policy Analysis. I'm a retired Navy officer. You mentioned both disaster relief and military-to-military relations. I wonder if you would agree that we need more cooperation between our navies in disaster relief, and that we maybe should begin some exercises so we get better at it together, and for the next disaster, that the U.S. Navy and the PLA Navy can respond as a team.
徐将军您好，我是国际站，我的研究方向是国际政策。我是一个海军退役军官，我想您刚才提到了中美两军关系和两军在救灾领域的合作，您是否同意我们应该在海军这一领域，就是两国海军在救灾领域进行更多的合作，比如说在一起进行更多的联合演习，这样如果下次 中美两国两军能够合作，对灾难做出反应的时候，可以进行更好的这个合作。
General Hsu, I'm going to ask four different questions first, and then allow you to respond.
徐将军，我们一次来问，让四个人问问题，然后问完了之后您一起回答。
Just you.
Okay.
Good.
General Tony Capasio with Bloomberg News. Many analysts in the United States reviewing China's weapons are wondering why China is developing anti-ship cruise missiles and anti-ship ballistic missiles to use against the United States Navy, if in fact your goal is cooperation with the United States Navy.
我的问题是在美国有很多分析人士，他们在提出这样的问题，为什么在提出中美两军合作这个大目标的同时， 中国在研发反舰弹道导弹和反舰巡航导弹这些导弹，就是针对美国海军的这种反舰弹道导弹和巡航导弹。General
Hsu, I'm Lincoln Bloomfield. I am a former government official in the Department of Defense and then the Department of State. My question, sir, has to do with the U.S. military, which is now cooperating much more closely with the non-defense agencies and working as one team. My experience, sir, is that the State Department is in charge of arms transfers and weapons sales and in charge of subjects like controlling landmines, controlling small arms and light weapons, controlling shoulder-fired missiles. And yet when the State Department is visiting Beijing, the PLA is not allowed to speak to them directly. The response always comes from the Foreign Ministry, which is a very excellent group. Is it possible to have an open conversation where the PLA will speak directly to the other parts of the U.S. government? Thank you.
徐将军，我是林肯布隆伯格，我是前任政府官员，之前曾经在美国国防部和国务院都工作过。 那在谈到中美，我谈我的问题是有关美国军方的。您知道这个，在美国呢，国防部不仅和军方有密切的关系，而且国防部和这个国务院，美国的国务院和一些国防机构、国防企业也都有非常密切的关系。那么在最近一次国务院领导人，美国国务院领导人一个代表团，国务院的一个代表团去访问中国的时候，他们提出这个要和北京、要和中国的国防部和军方的代表会面，因为在美国呢是国务院来负责轻武器的控制、小武器的控制，所以他们希望和中国的军方进行接触和交谈，就这些关于这些武器控制方面的议题进行交流的时候呢，这个要求被中方拒绝了。他们是和这个中国外交部的人进行交谈，而没有和中国军方的人进行接触。当然，中国外交部的人也是非常一个优秀的一个团队。我的问题就是在将来中美两国两军进行类似议题接触的时候，可否让中国人民解放军是不是可以和就是美国政府的除了国防部以外的其他机构进行接触和有关
My name is Tom Sanderson. I work in terrorism here at CSIS, and you raise the topic quite often in your discussion. As you know, Al-Qaeda considers the United States the far enemy and targets us in part because of our policies and presence in the Middle East and our relationship with traditional Muslim and Arab countries. Much of that centered around resource issues, oil and gas. China has obviously been increasing sharply its relationship with these same countries. In that context, and given what's going on in Xinjiang and the recent statements by Al-Qaeda, do you feel that China is ascending to the level of a far enemy along the lines of the United States?
Excuse me, the question part.
Do you believe China is becoming a far enemy to Al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups as the United States is?
Thank you. 我的问题是关于这个基地组织。 您知道这个美国因为美国在中东地区的政策，在中东地区的存在，军事存在，使得美国成为了基地组织的头号敌人，使得成为他们恐怖攻击的目标。现在争议的一个焦点问题就是资源，就是油气、石油和天然气的问题。随着这个最近在中国新疆发生的最近的事件，以及中国在这方面的政策。 您是否认为中国也会日渐成为像美国一样成为基地组织的这个敌人，成为他们攻击的目标？ It's a pleasure to answer your questions.
首先，这个回答这位朋友提出的问题，关于。
The first, I'll address the question related to China-U.S. mail-to-mail cooperation.
现在我们中美两军总的交流合作的态势是向好的方向发展。
Generally speaking, China-U.S. mail-to-mail exchange and cooperation is moving in a positive direction.
今年4月，我们中美两国的元首啊。
In their meeting in London in April, our two heads of state also reached agreement or common understanding on further promoting and improving our relations in the defense and military field. Under the changed situation.
这种交流我理解当然包括中美两军两国海军方面的进一步交流与合作。
And that will certainly include exchange and cooperation between the two navies.
而且我们两国海军在合作方面也有一些成果，比如我们中美两军两国海军在海上的搜救演习。 以及救援等。另外，我们在亚丁湾护航，中美两军也有过交流与合作。And
the fact is that the two navies have made quite some progress in cooperation in this regard. For instance, the two navies have conducted joint maritime search and rescue exercises on several occasions. In addition, in our respective mission, counter-piracy mission in the Gulf of Aden and waters of Somalia, the two task forces also have contacts and exchanges.
今年是我们中国海军成立60周年，我们邀请了世界许多国家海军朋友到中国一起庆祝我们这个中国海军的建军节。其中，我们在会上提出一个重要的理念。
This year also marks the 60th anniversary of the founding of the PLA Navy. A number of Navy leaders and naval ships around the world have been invited to celebrations on that occasion. During that celebrations, we put forward the idea of building a harmonious ocean. To achieve that purpose, however, close cooperation among all navies are called upon.
但是我想跟这位美国朋友直率地 交谈啊，就是我们中美两国海军之间，最近发生了两起不愉快的事情，就是在我们的专属经济区，美国的海军啊，频繁地进行侦察活动，这侵害了我们中国的利益。好在我们都认识到，不应该因为这些事件影响我们两国关系和两军关系，所以在今年我们在北京，中美两军、两国的海军进行了海上安全的磋商机制。我们希望美方不要再继续发生这样的事情。我们也想本着两国的友好、谅解、友谊，继续在有关两国海军合作方面进行商谈。谢谢。
Related to this, however, I want to be very frank with you and refer to the recent incidents that happened between our two navies in China's exclusive economic zones. That was caused by the intensive reconnaissance missions conducted by U.S. naval ships in China's EEZ, which infringed upon Chinese interests. It is encouraging to see that both sides have recognized that we should not allow such incidents to damage our state-to-state and male-to-male relations. One testament to that is the recent round of MMCA between our two navies held earlier in Beijing this year. Neither of us want to see this happen again. So I believe that the two navies should continue our consultation and discussion in maritime military security in a spirit of friendship and mutual understanding.
我想回答第二个问题，就是关于对中国发展武器装备的质疑。我们总的希望发展中美两军的友好合作关系。我们中国发展有限的武器装备，完全是为了维护我国国家的安全的最基本的需要。
Now I want to address the question related to suspicions about China's research and development of weapons and equipment. I want to make clear that the limited weapons and equipment of China is entirely to meet the minimum requirement for maintaining national security.
我们发展导弹、巡航导弹，这是事实。我们在国庆阅兵的时候也向世界公开展示了我们有关的武器装备，但是我要告诉美国朋友，我们发展这些武器装备啊，完全是为了自卫，不对任何国家构成威胁。
The research and development of weapons and equipment, including that of our cruise missiles and ballistic missiles, some of which were on display on our National Day military parade, is entirely for self-defense.
我在国内也好，还是我在出国期间，多次听到有些外国朋友对中国发展军力、中国发展有关武器装备的疑问。我这里想多说几句，就是我们中国的国土面积大，我们面对的各种挑战形势比较严峻。我们中国军队保卫祖国的安全和领土完整的任务责任重。大家知道，我们国家还没有实现完全统一。作为执行一个多样化任务的中国军队，发展有限的武器装备是必要的。我们也是根据我国的国情，我们这几年由于国力的增强，军费逐渐的有所增多，但是中国军队实际上不论是从我们的绝对值还是我们占国民 GDP 的比重，都是在世界上比较低的。
In my meetings with my foreign friends, both within China and on my overseas tours, I've heard similar suspicions or misgivings about China's effort in developing advanced weapons and equipment. So I want to add here that given the vast area of China, the severity of the challenges facing us, and the heavy responsibility on the part of the PLA to guarantee national security, territorial integrity, it is the limited capabilities and limited weapons and equipment is merely for the minimum requirement of national security. As you also know, China has yet to realize complete unification. So I believe it is simply necessary for the PLA to have an appropriate level of modernity in terms of our weapons and equipment. Another reason is that in recent years, with the increase in China's overall national strength, we have moderately increased our national defense expenditure. But either in absolute amount in terms of the share of the defense expenditure in the GDP, China's defense military spending is quite low.
我想在这里说两个基本的数字，我注意到美国 2008年的军费开支啊 是 6830亿美元， 而我们中国的国防开支只有 612亿美元， 相当于贵国的 8.8%。 我们国防费开支占我们 国家的GDP的总量是 1.4%， 而贵国据我了解是占你们贵国的GDP的 4.8%。 我刚才说了，我们发展有限的武器装备不是对世界上任何国家构成威胁，自然也不会对美国构成威胁。
Let me give you some figures. In the U.S. defense expenditure in 2008 was $68.3 billion. That of China was $6.12 billion, representing 8.8% of that the U.S. defense expenditure. In terms of the share in the GDP, China has a defense expenditure that is 1.4% of the GDP, compared to 4.8% in the case of the United States. So again, the limited input of China in developing equipment and weapons is not intended to threaten any other country, certainly not the United States.
我现在回答这位朋友提出的第三个问题，这件事情我不十分了解。 就是关于我们中美两国在轻武器交流方面的事情，我可以说个原则意见。我们中国军队不直接进行武器贸易方面的具体工作，那么我们国家关于这个军品生产是由国务院的有关部门负责，在军品贸易方面由我们 专门的一些公司具体负责，所以刚才这位朋友提到关于轻武器的有关贸易或者控制与国务院和有关外交部门，国务院的这个我们是。 外交部和军控谈判，对，要是属于军控方面的内容，比如限制武器生产这方面的内容，完全由外交部负责。如果是这位朋友讲的是武器交易方面的负责，由我们这个国防工业局负责。这件事确实不是我们军队具体负责的事，所以可能当时 贵国的有关人员在交涉这件事情上，我们军队的人员就没有接洽，请你们理解。
As to the third question, honestly, I do not have I don't have much information about this. In terms of control of light weapons and small weapons, I can tell you in principle that the People's Liberation Army is not directly engaged in issues related to arms trade. Departments under China's state State Council is responsible for production of defense weapon equipment, and some companies affiliated to it are engaged in trade in this area. So I hope you will understand that there was no direct contact between the PLA and the State Council the State Department delegation was because the PLA does not engage in work in this area, because it is China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs who is in charge of arms control.
我现在愿意回答第四个问题。我同意，当前恐怖主义已经成为世界面临的严重威胁之一。我们愿意和美国共同合作，打击恐怖主义。
As to the last question, I fully agree with you that terrorism has become a common menace to countries around the world. And in this connection, China is willing, is ready to cooperate with the United States in counterterrorism.
在我刚才的演讲中已经提到，我们国家也是深受恐怖主义危害的国家之一。我们去年 在我们迎接奥运会期间，就在新疆发生了四起恐怖事件，造成了人员的伤亡。现在，我们周边的一些恐怖主义势力与我们国内敌对势力和分裂势力相互勾结，仍然在严重威胁着中国的安全和统一。
In my speech, I did mention that China also suffers from terrorism. One of the latest examples was during and around the Olympics last year. Four terrorist attacks inflicted heavy losses both in people's lives and property on China. One other fact is that terrorist groups in China's periphery have colluded with the separatist forces within China and posed a severe threat to China's security and unification.
我们特别注意到，在中东地区，特别是当前在阿富汗和巴基斯坦这个地区的反恐任务很重。我们也注意到，美国在这个地区的反恐下了很大功夫。我们愿意在这个地区的反恐方面与美方继续交流和合作。 同时，我们也认为，反恐应该标本兼治，既要严厉打击当前的恐怖主义势力，也要积极帮助阿富汗和巴基斯坦积极地发展经济，提高人们的生活水平，搞好社会稳定。我们为此也做了积极的努力。
We noted that in the Middle East and in Afghanistan and Pakistan, there is still a lot to do in counterterrorism. We've also noted the enormous efforts the United States has been making in this region. We are ready to continue our exchange and cooperation with the United States in this regard. In the meantime, we believe that such efforts should address both the symptoms of terrorism and its root causes. That is to say that while cracking down on terrorist groups, we shall work even harder to help countries like Afghanistan and Pakistan develop their national economies, improve the people's livelihood, and achieve stability within those countries. And China, again, is ready to make our contribution to that end.
好，谢谢各位。
Thank you.
Please join me in thanking General Xu and his delegation.
谢谢您，副将军。
you all very much for coming. We're delighted you're here. Would you please let the general and his